If the kids will all come down for Kids Corner, you'll be joined this morning by Betty Hallcroft.
Check, see if the mic switch is on.
Sorry. Hi! All right, it's great to see you. Can you sit down just a little bit, honey, so those back there can see too? Can you see? Okay, all right. I hope every one of you at home has a Bible. I hope that you do. If you don't have your own Bible, I hope that you would ask your mom or dad or your grandma or grandpa, somebody to open up that Bible and read you some stories in the Bible. It is the best book that you'll ever read. It has the most exciting stories that you'll ever read. I have this children's Bible. This is one of them that I have. Oh, yes, and you have that one, don't you? Yes, you do. I know. But there's a story in this Bible that I want to read to you. This is February the 1st, and in February, all of the women anyway, remember that it's Valentine's Day on February 14th. So we start thinking about candy and flowers and love, oh, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Oh, no, don't wrinkle your nose. It's all good. We start thinking about all of that. Well, the story in the Bible that I'm going to read to you today is a story about love. It's about a mother's love, okay? There are lots of kinds of love in this world, lots of kinds. A love that your parents, your grandparents, your friend, your neighbors have for you guys. There's a love that your mom and dad have for each other, or your nana and papa. But then there's a love that God has for us. That's a love that is beyond anything we can imagine. Okay, this is one day two mothers came to King Solomon, came to the king. Each carried a baby. The first woman's baby was dead. Yeah, sad. The second woman's baby was alive, though. And her baby, and she said, King Solomon, this is my baby that I'm carrying. And the woman that had the dead baby said, no, it's not. It's my baby. She took it away from me. It's mine. And the mother carrying that baby, no, no, King Solomon, this is my baby. Her baby died, and it's so sad. But now she wants mine. And the other woman says, she's lying. That's not the truth. That's my baby. Please have her give my baby back to me. So Solomon thought for just a little bit, and then he said, guard, cut that living child in two, right down the middle. Take your sword out. And he held that baby up. He took his sword out, and he was ready to cut that baby right down the middle. And he said, give one half to each mother, and they'll both have part of that baby. So the woman with her baby that was dead that kept saying, oh, it's my baby, she said, that's okay. You go ahead and cut it in half. Go ahead. Go ahead. Cut it right in half. It's okay. At least I'll get half of my baby. But the real mother says, oh, no, no. Please put your sword away. Don't cut it in half. No, I want the baby to live. If only the baby can live, give it to the other woman. And King Solomon said, right there, that tells me the truth. That mother that would save her baby and give it away is the mother that really loves the baby. And so he gave that baby to the real mother. And that's how much a mother's love is. You know, did you ever have a cold? Yeah, you felt really bad. Your parents take care of you then. They really care. But I told you just a minute about God's love. There isn't anything we can do, no matter how bad, how whatever, that we can do that takes away God's love. He loves us more than anything in this whole world. So again, I encourage you to get your Bibles out and read them. Look at them. Find those stories. Oh, they're fun stories. They're good ones. They're exciting. Okay, I'm going to have a prayer. And because it is Valentine's month, I've got some candy, boxes of candy over there for you. So we're going to give you your cup first, and then you go over and you'll get a box of candy, okay? But now you can't open the candy in church. Moms and dads and uncles and aunts and nanas and papas, this could be a fun service. Okay, don't open them in church. Wait until church is over. Let's bow our heads and have a prayer. Dear God, we come to you with joy in our heart. We come to you for love, Lord, for the love that you give us and the love that we give you back. We know that love is what it's all about, and the only way that we have true love is that you sent Jesus. You sent Jesus, your Son, to show us love, and he did. Lord, I ask that you bless each one of these children, carry them through, and just have them realize how much you love them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, let's get your cup. If you'd please turn in your hymn books to page number 569, we will sing We've a Story to Tell to the Nations while the children collect change for missions.